The Declaration of Independence in Congress, July 4th, 1776. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate the governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Nor have we been wanting in attentions to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. We have reminded them of the circumstances of our immigration and settlement here. We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity. We have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence. They too have been deaf to the voice of justice and of consanguinity. We must therefore acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them, as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war and peace friends. We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America in General Congress, assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by the authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are and of a right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Here we go. J.C. Ryle rightly stated that the saddest symptom about many so-called Christians is the utter absence of anything like conflict and fight against spiritual apathy in their Christianity. They eat, they drink, they dress, they work, they amuse themselves, they get money, they spend money, they go through a brief round of formal religious services once or twice every week. But of the great spiritual warfare, its watchings and strugglings, its agonies and anxieties, its battles and contests, of all things they appear to know nothing at all. Let us take care that this case is not our own. We should all consider Charles Spurgeon's quote when he said, "The cross is the danger signal to all of us. It warns you that if God spared not his only son, he will not spare you. It is the lighthouse set on the rocks of sin to warn you that swift and sure destruction awaits you if you continue to rebel against the Lord."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
"Recently,
you shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, let's make it your show today. If you want to make it your show today, it's your show today, but I do have to cover some topics. Again, the pertinent ones, the important ones, the ones that you should be paying attention to, not the ones that you're being distracted from. No, we need to go to those. So if you want to call in at any time, please do. That number's 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ, John 14:6. We understand there's no name under heaven whereby men might be saved, Acts 4:12. We understand that there's only one, listen to me, one mediator between man and God. His name is Jesus Christ, 1 Timothy 2:5. And as I say, following Paul's lead, Hebrews 13:7, follow those that have gone before you in the faith. He said in 1 Corinthians 11:1, "Follow me as I follow Christ." End of story. Amen. You guys understand who we are and where it is that we stand. Amen. Cool. Okay. So here it is, friends. Just wanted to let you know, we titled the show today, "Everything Has Been Revealed." It has. The Bible's clear, Luke 12:2, that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Everything that you need to know is already been revealed. To indict every single one of these crooked jokers, these scoundrels that have been planted into positions to do the things that they're doing, namely assail you on a 24/7 basis. You have all the information you need. You don't need another radio show. You don't need another talk show host to highlight some more of the crimes of the criminals that you already know are guilty for the first ones that they were highlighting. No. Folks, it's now for us to respond lawfully, period. You know, it reminds me of Jeremiah 5:28. It says this in the King James Version. It says, "Listen carefully. Tell me if this is not America. Remember, Jeremiah was sent to the people, to the king's gate and to the priest's gate to rebuke them concerning their sin, which they were being found out for before the Lord, before the Lord, before the Lord." Just like how we're supposed to preach the gospel, repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what Jeremiah was doing. Well, in the process, he was telling them, you better amend your ways. You better set yourself right. You better do your brothers right. And if you do that, I'll show mercy. I'll withhold my judgments. But America's not listening to that message, and neither did they. Them first, us secondly. And that was set for us as an example to learn from. from, because we all understand that there was a Book of Lamentations that was written due to the fact that nobody took heed to a word that Jeremiah said until after the fact. But during that particular time, namely in chapter 5, verse 28, what does it tell us? It tells us they are waxen fat. They don't have a need for anything. They don't have a need for the Lord. They forgot him a long time ago. That's why they are being called the apathetic. And I'm not saying that to be funny, but that's really where we're at. They overpass the deeds of the wicked. They don't do anything about it. They let them do whatever they want to do. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper. In the right of the needy, do they not judge? You know, folks, I got up at 6 o'clock this morning, and I went and met with the local senator. And he had told me that the fraud just in our state, which is applicable to all of us, the fraud in our state far exceeds $9 billion. Matter of fact, he told me that it exceeds $30 billion. And he said this has been going on for at least 10 to 12 years in the state of Minnesota. Doesn't that sound like what Scripture talked about? Doesn't it sound like the Lord was sending his prophets and his faithful witnesses that deliver souls to wake the people up so it doesn't come to where we're at today? I mean, just think about it, folks. After the first transgression, after the smallest of infractions, the very first time concerning any one of our said representatives, the legislative, the judicial, the executive branch, locally, and I'm talking about federal, state, the very first time that they were caught lying, along with the mainstream media and their useful idiots, the very first time they were caught lying, had the American people took responsibility and held every single one of them accountable, we wouldn't be in this predicament today at all. It's almost like it's an entertaining factor in the lives of the apathetic. And I'm not saying that to be funny, but that's really where we're at. It is honestly really where we're at today. And America, again, the message is what? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This morning now, moving on to the next topic, there was a picture posted of Donald Trump and his granddaughter, who was bragging about on her YouTube page how she's at the richest mall in the world paying $33 for caffeine drinks. $33 for caffeine drinks. Both of them with huge smiles on their face. Now, do your best to overlook all of the 5,000 that were just sent over in Iran and to Iran to fight a war that has nothing to do with us. I'm going to play some videos here for you, audios for you in just a moment here. And it's interesting that people are going back and saying, wait a second, Barron's over here talking about how he's too tall for the service, yet there's people that are taller than him in the service. We're seeing Donald Trump Jr. trying to say that he's got spurs in his feet, but yet he's been given the green light by the doctor saying he's fine, he can serve. And it's interesting that Donald Trump would say on the heels of that, because his worshipers, folks, they hear no evil and they see no evil. That's idolatry, Acts 12:22. Okay? They're following the one that's leading this country to hell. People are trying to figure out why it seems like a foreign people are ruling over the top of who we are. They are, because that's who your said administration is subordinate to. You're not going to tell anybody otherwise that's paying attention to what's going on in this country. And as I said, I got some more audio video coming up for you in just a moment here. But in the light, in the face of what I just shared with you, friends, and in the face of the 1,100 that we already know that have been brought back in caskets, your boys, the blood of your men has been shed for another unconstitutional war. Do you understand that? They have nothing to do with us. As a matter of fact, we've just seen an individual that just resigned for the very purpose of what I'm trying to tell you. And what does the current administration do? They're putting him under investigation for telling the people, the American people, the truth of the matter when it comes to Iran. Apparently, you didn't learn from Iraq. Apparently, the American people didn't learn from Afghanistan. Apparently, the American people haven't understood that 93% of the 250 years that we've been a country, we've been fighting wars on the behalf of those that are profiting off of the blood of our boys. Now, Donald Trump just said, I'm not afraid to put boots on the ground in Iran. And then he said, even if it turns into another Vietnam, no joke. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Addie and I'm 15 years old. I've been listening to Bradley Dean's church for a little over a year now. Each time I listen, it is more and more empowering. Bradley is building up more of the Lord's soldiers for the battles we face as true Christians. Bradley's church doesn't waver from the truth. He teaches straight from the Bible and his testimonies, and talks about the things that actually need talking about. If you want to feel the true fire from the Lord, come join us every Sunday at Sons of Liberty Radio Church Live with Bradley Dean at 9 a.m.
BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did.
What's up, Jason?
If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Yep. Gotta go. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean with the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, giving you a heads up concerning our time with you at the Halverson Taylor Life Event Center, located at 512 South 8th Street in Brainerd, on March 25th from 6 to 9 p.m. Your representative, Ben Davis, Ron Branstner, Alex Newman, and I myself will be your speakers. We will be highlighting the immigration fraud issues that face us today, as well as equipping the people to stand up and to be the law that the Lord has called us to be. Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul." Yeah, that's interesting, folks. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. Social media platforms. I'm going to play some audio video for you. Just had a friend call from KHNC, 1360 AM out of Colorado, and he had highlighted something, but I'll piggyback this point on top of the first one. I don't know if you guys are aware of this or not. I come from a military family, so don't take on within yourself to suggest that I am anti-military. Nobody supports our military more than I do, but when they uphold their oaths in a righteous sense, not in an unrighteous sense, just going about blindly following behind the next politician to go fight another war so he can steal their resources, because that's what it's about. And it's been about that over and over and over and over again. And that's what we were warned about back in January 17th of 1961 from Eisenhower, but apparently Americans don't want to hear that. So let me move on. It's interesting that Donald Trump, in the face of what I just said to you during the first segment, he said, "I'm not afraid to put boots on the ground in Iran." Hey, folks, let me say this to 100% of you out there. You are not going to justify Iran, no more than you are going to justify Iraq, no more than you are going to justify Vietnam. Oh, and the list goes on. You're not going to justify it. Because there is no justifying it, especially in the face of what Smedley Butler told us it's all about. How many times have we been told what this war is about and these wars are? And again, I reiterated the point. I've inundated the American people 50 times before we got here just over the last month. Anybody paying attention to that? Yeah, me too. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 12:1, that we might not serve dumb idols. But interestingly enough, I've given the quote from Henry Kissinger a million times to the American people, but yet they still rally behind. They still think that there's honoring and sending their kids to fight for these corrupt politicians and these warmongers, and the list goes on and on and on. And in this case, friends, fighting on the behalf of none other than Mylakowski. I'll get to that in just a moment. But I want you to contemplate this. Donald Trump said this. He just said this. Okay? Just yesterday, I'm not afraid to put boots on the ground in Iran, even if it turns into another Vietnam. My cousin was killed in Vietnam. Are you okay with that, America? Isn't this the same guy? Now, this is the point that my friend just called and made. And it's, and by the way, thank you for the call, because it's really good stuff. It really truly is. And what is it? Trump's response to war. Trump's response to our soldiers that went to war on the behalf of those that preceded his criminal administration. Do you know what he said? Here's the Atlantic right in front of
233-0747. Or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, folks. This is Judah, son of Bradley Dean. I'm sure you've heard of people talking about making a difference, or maybe even thought the same thing yourself. Well, I can tell you from firsthand experience, traveling the nation and growing up with my dad and family, doing high school assemblies, churches, colleges, and universities, that the Sons of Liberty does just that, make a difference. Traveling across the nation and doing events, I can't tell you how many people's eyes have been opened to the truth of America's founding and Christian values, to see the youth of America's hope for the nation restored and know that they have a future, or even just having that person come up and tell you what a difference the Sons of Liberty has made in their lives and how they drew courage from our example to now take a stand themselves. Huh. We bring you hard rock hitting truth of the daily issues of America with a biblical and constitutional resolve, along with weighing out every issue on those two pillars. If you're tired of hearing people's lip service or playing the paper tiger, but tuck tail and run when it's time to act, then come join us at the Sons of Liberty, where we preach the truth, make a difference, and put actions to our words. Consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty to help support us and join our mission to restore America back to where she was founded.
If I profess with the loudest voice and clearest exposition every portion of the truth of God except that little point which the world and the devil are at that moment attacking, I'm not confessing Christ. However boldly I may be professing Christ, where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved, and to be steady on all the battlefield besides is mere flight and disgrace if he flinches at that point. Martin Luther. And he continues on. A man cannot be thoroughly humbled till he realizes that his salvation is utterly beyond his own powers, counsels, efforts, will, and works, and depends absolutely on the will, counsel, pleasure, and work of another, God alone. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. Already halfway there, people. Already halfway there. I mean, here. I make Acts 12:22 continuously. I catch myself continuously. This bubbles up and it comes out of my mouth. And when you say that, Bradley, what are you saying when you're saying Acts 12:22? Well, I know a majority of the people ain't going to take the time, or they're not going to take the time to go see what it says. So let me just read it for you, friends, because this is how countries are destroyed. It's through idolatry, political idolatry. What happens is the people are delivered by the hand of the Lord, because they cry out to him in their distress. Read Psalm 107. It's fantastic. The whole chapter is just about what I'm going to share with you right now. But the people cry out in their distress because of bondage and affliction of their oppressors. The Lord delivers them, and what happens? They go on for a little while, and then they begin to disobey the Lord again, and then they return to themselves being subordinate to tyrants instead of the living God, and their countries at length are destroyed. And then the people that survive that, should I say that storm or that judgment of the Most High God, Isaiah 4:4, you have to understand that they return then back to the God that they should have never departed from in the first place. That is the cycle of men. That is the cycle of men. And folks, you are seeing a full-blown, occult-like worship going on here concerning an idol named Donald Trump. And you can't even make it up. I've never seen anybody worse in all of my life but Benito Mussolini. And then there was a Barack Obama. And when Obama came, I just thought, really, Americans, are we going to sit back and tolerate this? And I'm saying, we, as I'm in this with you, but I'm standing against it. Are you going to jump in here sooner or later and help? I mean, we are obligated to fight for our freedoms, right? Because we love our country so much. Remember, America? And what's interesting is then all of a sudden here comes a Donald Trump. Just an absolute narcissist to no end. I mean, it's incredible. It is absolutely incredible, the narcissism that you see with this guy. Nobody does it better than him. What he says, what he does are two different stories. The fruits hanging on his wicked branches, 7:16 through 20 of Matthew. And yet his worshipers, they don't see it. As I said earlier, they have eyes, but they don't see. They have ears, but they don't hear. Many of these people, friends, that's Jeremiah 5:21, but many of these people go so far as knowing the truth of the matter, and they hold the truth and unrighteousness, but they go along because everybody else is going along with it. See, that's what hell, folks, that's the road to hell right there. But they say, well, everybody else is going that way, so they must be right. No, if you understand history in any sense of the word, even to the smallest degree, you're going to understand that when the majority is going one way, you better turn and look the other way. Something's wrong. But when you look at a Donald Trump, I don't get it. I mean, these people have to have their fingers on their eyeballs. They have to have their fingers stuck in both of their ears. I see no evil and I hear no evil. Donald Trump is the best. Nobody's better. Donald says something, and then before you know it, these nomads are actually parodying what he's saying. Regardless if it's tried or true, or if it's true or not, they don't care. They wonder why folks, they've been taught to believe that they're making America great again. Donald Trump is that what he's doing? Everybody knows something seriously wrong. Matter of fact, it's worse now. Folks, I'd rather have the enemy screaming in our face. I'll tell you this, when we were doing, case in point, when we were doing tea parties across the country, they were packed when Obama was in office. But when Donald Trump got into office, guess what, friends? Everybody went right back to sleep. See, and that's idolatry. That is what that is. And what does it say in Acts 12:22 about King Herod? And the people gave a shout saying, it is the voice of a God and not a man. It is the voice of a God and not a man. All of these professors going about saying, oh, God put him there. You know, I have to set the record straight and say, yes, you're right. The Lord did put him there. The Lord is sovereign over all, not some. Folks, again, as I said the other day, the devil is the Lord's devil. The Lord is in control. Ask Job. Ask his church that have been tried in the fire. Who's in control? He is. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down. Folks, again, people go to sleep and people haven't figured it out. Matthew 13:25, you know what it says? It says that the enemy sowed tares when men slept, and they're doing it right in front of their face. Just tell the people what they want to hear, and then we'll do the opposite. That's exactly it. I have a friend that is in on the press corps during the first criminal tenure of Donald Trump, and I was on her show several times. She was in Tennessee, Winchester, Tennessee, and she was also on my show, and she was inside, and she said, Bradley, and she was on his press corps. And she said, Bradley, what that man tells us on the inside of the White House is not at all what he says to the people on the outside of the White House. She says what he says on the inside, he says the opposite on the outside. See, people, this is what a narcissist is. And going back to Acts 12:22, what does it say? This is the voice of a God and not a man. Hey, folks, anybody paying attention to this blatant idolatry going on with this guy? I can't even believe it. I mean, folks, I see a con, and I get a con, and here's the thing, what they used to say in the North is you can't con a con. It's like you're raised up around these people, and I just don't get it because I can read this guy's mail. I can read this guy's book 100 miles away. And I'm not even kidding you when I say that. He's not good at what he does. And it just shows you how dense the people have become. Let me say this as a positive so you understand where I'm coming from. Do you remember Theodore Roosevelt? He said, to announce that there must be no criticism of the president or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong. He said it's not only patriotic and servile, but it's morally treasonable to the American public. Yep, you're doing it to yourself. Nothing but the truth should be spoken about him of anyone or anyone else. But even more important to tell the truth, pleasant or unpleasant, about him than anybody about no one else or anyone else. Folks, truth makes men free, not compromising, not jumping on the bandwagon and saying, I'm just going to go along to get along. That's what's embarrassing. And how this guy must gloat just understanding how ignorant people have become. Well, what am I saying? Okay, Bradley, are you condescending the people? No, I'm not. I mean, there's actually words like stupid, which means dull and insensible. There's words like ignorance. And the Bible tells us men are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And who are the ignorant ones? Well, Proverbs 13:13 tells us those that despise the word despise their own souls. Okay, well, what happens when they despise their own soul? You can rest assured, friends, they also despise their brothers. They despise their country. Do you understand? So again, we're putting this into perspective right now concerning the truth of the matter. Now, I could have been a little bit more sarcastic about it, and I'm okay to do that as well, because some people, it's street talk, and that's what they understand more so than anything else. So if you don't mind, I'm just going to go ahead and give it to you that way, okay? Because this is Trump syndrome. See, if Trump says something that he doesn't do, people will give him a pass. And then if it comes down to the law and they know that he broke the law, they won't correct him, they'll correct themselves. That's Trump syndrome, and that's what these people do. By the way, if you're one of those guys that sits on the radio and listens to me every day and you're jacked or you're angry about what I'm saying right now, go ahead and give me a call and set the record straight. That number's 281-845-4704, 281-845-4701. I was going to go ahead and give you a quote, and I'm looking for it right now. And boy, I've been scrolling for the last 3 minutes here, just trying to dig it up for you right now, just so you can understand as to what I'm trying to get at when it comes to Donald Trump. But I think really what it comes down to, friends, more than anything else, is the fact that Donald Trump is a prime example of someone that will gloat when people don't do their homework. And as when it comes to the Christians, as they call themselves, they're not Christians, friends. They've never taken the time to read the Bible, because if they did, they would be standing against the likes of a Donald Trump. And I'm not saying that, friends, just to say it. I'm saying it because he's earned it in a big way. Jeremiah 32:22 says, but if they had stood in my counsel and caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned the people from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Now, what do I have on top of that? Well, here, let me tell you. But Bradley, you said something during the end of the last segment, and it's just not true. What's that? Bradley, you said something about the national deficit right now being $39 trillion. Concerning our national deficit. Well, it is. Matter of fact, what I did, friends, is I posted this. The national deficit, or the debt, just crossed, listen to me, Americans, $39 trillion. And it's doubled since Donald Trump vowed to erase it. Did you hear what I said? This is what I'm trying to get people to see. He says he's going to erase the deficit. What does he do? The deficit has doubled under his second criminal tenure. During the first one, he added $8.7 trillion to the national deficit. Oh, keep in mind, during his first criminal tenure, he also said that he would erase or eradicate the national deficit. But friends, is that what he's done? Nope. He's done just the exact opposite. This is, again, the importance of having a voice to tell you. I just seen somebody say, you know what? Why is it that I don't hear none of this stuff on the national news? Well, I've told you that 100 times. The national news is there to what? Indoctrinate you. They're there leading you by controlling the opposition and leading the opposition. I think it's time for the people to understand plainly as the nose on your face that you're being lied to in a big way. We'll be right back. Oh, how right was B.H. Clendenin when he said, any preacher who has not stirred the Pharisees, the hypocrites, and the devils to the point of speaking evil against him is not preaching the gospel in its fullness. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean with the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, giving you a heads up concerning our time with you at the Halverson Taylor Life Event Center, located at 512 South 8th Street in Brainerd, on March 25th from 6 to 9 p.m. Your representative, Ben Davis, Ron Branstner, Alex Newman, and I myself will be your speakers. We will be highlighting the immigration fraud issues that face us today, as well as equipping the people to stand up and to be the law that the Lord has called us to be.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom, while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Not to punish evil is equivalent to authorizing it. Leonardo da Vinci is exactly right. He's exactly right. Okay, so I didn't mean to get stuck on this one topic for the entire time, but we're here. We're okay. And I said we would make this your show. And so I want to just finish this point. If you want to call in, now's the time. I see you up there, David. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. You know, there's this quote up here, and it was absolutely the truth of the matter concerning the idolatry and what it looks like and what it's spelled out to the rest of us that see what's going on here. And It seems that someone must have removed that post, and it doesn't surprise me because we see a lot of that stuff on social media platforms. I do want you to see this because, and I'll finish this point, and then we'll pull up David. But it is this. I just highlighted the fact that the national debt just crossed $39 trillion, almost doubling since Trump vowed to erase it. And so, of course, I'm there for the purpose of shaking the tree. If you want the fruit to fall, that's what you're going to do. You're going to have to do it because the Lord never sends a man that doesn't first trouble consciences. And conscience means with knowledge. So you have to give him the truth of the matter. And as I was saying to you during the end of the last segment, somebody said, I don't get this news anywhere else. Of course you don't. They don't want you to see this. But in this particular case concerning the $39 trillion, this is just a little bit of an expose of the ignorance of those that prop him up and saying that he's making America great again. Because, in fact, what he's doing just the exact opposite, which shows him to be a hypocrite. And it also shows those that support him to be the hypocrites that they are as well. But just to show you, to no end these people will go. This one guy says, lies, lies. It was $36 trillion when he took office. You people in your false pulse, you need mental health. And you need mental help, so on and so forth. And I said, no, in fact, it's not that anybody needs mental help, but I would consider that you would look in the mirror during the time that you're saying that, because this is how willfully blind you people are. And I said that, and then what I did is I said, it's all over the news. I mean, you know, you don't believe the news, and then I tell you the truth. You don't believe me for telling you the truth, and then it reverts back to the fact that you believe in what you say you don't believe. So I bring him back over to the fact that it's all over the news right now. Hey, folks, you have a $39 trillion deficit right now, and as much as the Donald Trump worshipers want to distance him from his responsibility, do remember his first tenure, friends, he added $8.7 trillion to this deficit. And since he's been in office the second time, it's doubled. So no, you're not going to get away from that. This is why the younger generation looks at this generation of those that are supporting this scoundrel, and they wonder why they're despised by the up-and-coming generation. That is the fact of the matter. So I'm going to make a couple more points. Hopefully I got about 7 minutes. If you want to call in, now's the time. 281-845-4704. David's calling in from North Carolina. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. What say you?
Oh, man, I can't resist. I didn't call for this exact thing, and I'll try to be quick. But I remember very well when Obama was complaining about Trump having a credit card, and he ran it up to $10 trillion. Then Obama ran it up to $20 trillion. Then when Trump came in, he was saying he was going to run it all the way back down to zero. And it went up to almost $30 trillion. And then he went back in this time, and where is it at now?
And David, if you remember right, he told all of his worshipers it's going to be so easy. He kept saying it's going to be so easy to erase the national deficit. And, of course, he's done just the exact opposite. You're correct.
And just to piggyback, I think I heard you say this a few years ago, but if you didn't, I'm going to say it now. We may have been better off to get Kamala, because back then when Joe and Kamala were in there, everybody was up in arms, raising Cain, doing all this protesting, and we don't want this mess no more. And as soon as he comes in, they sit down and get quiet.
Oh, they go to sleep. They go right to sleep because you got all the false prophets saying, God chose this man now to make America great again. So in other words, the Lord changed his mind, and now he wants one man to do for the people what the Lord commanded each one of those people to do. Ooh. You know, so again, it really comes to that, David. You know, it does me too. It does me too. David, I do want to say this. Thanks, man. I totally appreciate you, guy. I really do. I do want to say this, and I said it yesterday, but just to kind of highlight some of the things that David was saying now, friends, is the fact that when Obama was in office, do you realize that we were one of the Tea Party favorites, if not the favorite across the country? And wherever we went, no matter where we went, did you know those tea parties were completely packed almost without fail? The tea parties were packed. Because, see, Barack Obama, just like what David was saying about Kamala Harris, her being in office keeps people awake. See, but the people don't understand, just like what David was saying as well, when Obama did it, he was complaining about Trump, and when Trump did it, he was complaining about Obama. See, you haven't understood yet, America, the uniparty system. They both have the same jersey. They're two wings to the same bird. They're taking orders from the same people that have extorted them. Okay? And I'm not going to whine about that, but I am going to drive that point again and again and again and again. There is no difference. So while they're driving up and they're playing pro wrestling off each other, trying to act like they can't stand each other, behind closed doors, they're having dinner and they're laughing at the American people. That's exactly what's going on. Who pays for their deficit? You do. Do you understand? Let me ask you this. Who pays for Obama's deficit? Who pays for Donald Trump's deficit? See how that works? You do. There's no separation. There's no separation there, friends. You do. You know, but how they got the American people divided thinking that there's a two-party system, I just got done telling you and showing you that there isn't. If they jack up the deficit, you have to pay no matter who's in office, which shows you it doesn't exist. It's a straw man. That's what it is. It's a straw man. Politics and pro wrestling are identical, said Jesse Ventura. He's exactly right. There's no difference. I want to end the show with this because I need you to catch this, friends. A lot of people are waking up to this. As a matter of fact, majority of the American people are. The world's awake to this. They're losing the narrative. These Zionists are just out of hand. They're not Jew. In many cases, the said Zionists aren't Jews at all. Just like you heard about Mylakowski earlier, friends, he's not even from Palestine, which they've now made modern-day Israel under the Rothschild and their finances, under that who founded Zionism, namely Theodore Herzl, who was an atheist. I'm not making this up. This is what people believe because they don't listen. The star that you see right in front of your face, friends, is a star of Remphan. It's mysticism. It doesn't exist. Do you see this? This star they're using, they're saying it's the Star of David. No, it is not. It's not the Seal of Solomon, like the CIA asset Alex Jones said. No, it is not. It's not in the Bible. It's man-made. And the only place that you're going to find that in the Bible is when the children of Israel, which we are, right? When the children of Israel rebelled against God, this is what they did. They rebelled by creating Moloch or a Remphan. That's who these people are supporting. Now, just to go that far with this, I need you to listen to this because Benjamin Netanyahu, Mylakowski, just got done saving me a lot of time by sharing what he shared most recently, by mocking Jesus Christ, and listen to how he puts him under Genghis Khan.
People want to be naive, that they don't see the kind of world we're living in. In this world, it's not enough to be moral. It's not enough to be just. It's not enough to be right. You know? One of the greatest writers of the 20th century, someone that I admire a lot, was the historian Will Durant. Now, he wrote many volumes. I read most of them. He also wrote The Lessons of History.
Listen carefully.
100-page book.
Listen carefully.
In which he said, well, history proves that, unfortunately and unhappily, Jesus Christ has no advantage over Genghis Khan.
Do you hear this, people?
Because if you are strong enough, ruthless enough, powerful enough, evil will overcome good.
Evil will overcome good. Jesus didn't have anything on Genghis Khan. Did you hear that? I hope so. Chris, window washing Chris from Utah. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have 1 minute, my friend. It's all yours.
Yes, sir. I point out, and there's another echo, but I'll work my way through it. The mainstream media admitted that in the 2016 election, Donald Trump received an estimated $4.5 billion worth of free media coverage. Wall-to-wall coverage. You couldn't turn on your TV without either seeing Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, or Donald Trump. And then when he got elected, all of a sudden they were surprised. How did that happen?
Yeah, right. Right. As they overlooked the 1,100 other options, presidential contenders, as they completely omitted them and ignored every single one of them except put the candidates in front of the faces of the people that they wanted there that were a part of the same team. Thank you for your point, Chris. Love you by what we do. Talk to you from 1 to 3 Central Standard Time. Also wanted to let you know anything you order on sonsoflibertymedia.com today, you still have one day. It will be sent out first thing tomorrow. You'll have it according to the USPS 3 to 5 days. I say 2 to 3.